Welcome to the California Businesses on the Rise show. I'm Gustavo Tapia, co-founder of Height Digital and owner of Height Digital San Francisco. We impact people's lives by empowering them to reach their goals by growing their authority and helping them network with other business owners. Stick around to the end of the show. We'll reveal how you can be our next guest on one of the fastest growing daily inspirational podcasts.
Thank you so much, you guys, for tuning in to another amazing episode for California Business on the Rise podcast. This is your favorite podcaster, Romina. And today we actually have Mitchell Levy. Hi, how are you doing today?
Romina, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm blessed. I'm doing great. But before we get started to the juicy questions, I'll pass on the mic to you, Mitchell, if you want to tell us a little bit about how did you even create the business that you have right now? A quick recap so the audience could get to know more about you as well.
Sure. Mitchell Levy, global credibility expert. And I wear two hats, actually one at the moment, but I wear two hats. So one, as a book publisher, we've published over 750 books. And as I changed the business model in 2017, when my first TED Talk came out, I started thinking about what to do. And I've now interviewed 500 thought leaders on the concept of credibility. And so as global credibility expert, I am now bringing about a movement called Credibility Nation to help us be more credible instead of dubious.
So how do you build credibility in a very condensed social media traffic information coming from you nonstop from every corner?
So the thing to be thinking about is a lot of people will say, first, what is credibility? So at the moment, we think credibility is, and it's the way it's defined in the dictionary, it's the quality that people trust you. Let me expand that. The definition of credibility is the quality that people know, like, and trust you. And so going on social media and shouting who you are is not a good way for people to get to know you. Or let's say it this way, it's a good way to people to get to know the negative part of you. So how do you establish credibility? You need to be you. The same person that you are online is the same person you are with family, with friends, with business, with, you know, and if you can be yourself, the better you can be a servant leader and have the intent and desire to do the right thing, to show up as a likable person, the better people will get to know, like, and trust you. And subsequently, your credibility will rise.
I love it because I feel like we are a Fortune 1 company at the end of the day. We have our own mission, vision, and core values, just like a Fortune 500 company would. But my question also, I wanted to transition a little bit to building awareness about yourself and building a brand beyond yourself, and then slowly transitioning that to putting yourself in the credible position and the authority position. How do you go about that smooth transfer?
You know, one of the outcomes that came from the 500 interviews is articulating who you serve and the pain point you address. 98% of the people I interviewed could not articulate in 10 words or less their customer base and the pain point they addressed. I call it a CPOP. So mine is humans that want to be seen as credible. That's the audience I serve. It's a pretty broad audience. So I'll ask you, if you're listening or watching, who do you serve in 10 words or less? What is that CPOP? And if you Google that name in Credibility Nation, we have a course on how to do it. You could look at past interviews and see what other people have said. And it turns out that when you have your CPOP and then you do search engine optimization on your LinkedIn profile, on your web pages around that CPOP, people actually get to see who you are and you become the magnet for those people who you serve.
So I wanted to bring up a little bit 2020, because I feel like 2020 was a year on steroids on its own. And a lot of the gig economy also popped up from it. A lot of people that got let go, unfortunately, started their own business. But a lot of times, sometimes people have many skills in many directions, so not necessarily have a niche down customer base. So for the business owners that are listening out there that maybe separate their business into two or three different branches, how can they be credible when they're specialized in multiple things, because it gets also the customers confused a little bit?
So there are, when you're breaking out how you present yourself asynchronously, right? So first, how do you present yourself synchronously? Like this, you and I are talking right now. We're synchronous. Those listening, you're watching it or listening to it asynchronously. if on LinkedIn, you've got one profile, you need to make sure, by the way, I've never talked to anyone that we haven't figured out one CPOP. You just keep elevating all of what you do. It comes in. So I will challenge anyone with multiple stuff. There's always one. So first of all, you can do that. And then everything you do fits off of that. If it doesn't, probably you should get rid of it and do something else. Now, for customers who are coming towards you, you should have specific websites or specific locations of your websites that target the audience so that people, when they come there, they feel like you're credible. They feel like you understand who they are and what issues they have so you could serve them appropriately. And so I would say multiple websites. And some of your customers may be Instagram, some may be Facebook, some may be LinkedIn. And so you want to talk to the customers where they are in the languaging that they resonate with.
Can you build loyalty without credibility? And if you can do so, is there like a breaking point that you'll lose the loyalty?
That's a great question. First question that way. I would say loyalty would be very similar to respect, right? And so people respect you when you're credible. Part of being credible is one of my favorite phrases is to show up when you show up. That means come early, be prepared, come with your heart. So the more you are disrespectful for others, the more that you do things to actually hurt your loyalty, there's a point in time where there's a breaking point. And once it's lost, it's hard to come back. And so what you want to do, if you actually are a human who's a good servant leader who wants to help and support those clients you work with, you want to do the things that continue to reinforce the respect you have for them. And subsequently, they recognize that and they transfer that respect, that loyalty back to you.
So also, we are working, I feel like, without borders right now because companies are hiring without borders. You don't have to be in the state that you are to work for a certain company since everything is remote. And I feel like business owners, since most of the audience is also business owners here, sometimes I feel like they might be disrespectful or break that credibility by accident because of cultural differences that they might have. So if such a situation happens, how can you regain that or how can you take the situation back in your control if you can even do so?
So we would need to cover a specifics in that particular case. We need to cover a specific scenario to understand the specific situation. And there may be things you could do in that area. I have worked, this is my garage. I've worked out of my garage since 1997. My team is 100% overseas. And 98% overseas. And so subsequently, the opportunity to understand different holidays, different cultures, different approaches, different workspaces, it's important to know. And I think what will happen is there are many times where you may step on territory. I mean, I call it walking on landmines. You just don't want the landmine to go off. So as a business owner, you need to be cognizant and encourage your team to speak up when you do something wrong, to speak up when you made a mistake or you pushed a little bit too far. I mean, you do want to encourage people and set goals and have people do things. And every now and then, when people get to a limit, it is okay. I love it when my team, I do a lot of videos. Just this week, one of my team members said, you know, Mitchell, that was it. It doesn't say, you know, boss, right? Or no, Mr. Levy. Hello, Mitchell. I didn't feel you had feeling on this. Can you reshoot it? Right now, how do I react? Do I get mad and say, who are you to say that? No, I'm so excited that they had a voice. They had an opinion. And so what you need to do is encourage those people who are working with you to want to work with you, because you respect them just like you want them to respect your clients.
I love it because in another interview that I did a while back, the guest said, sometimes I throw out there the silliest idea ever just to see if my team is paying attention. And if they're just go with the flow and agree with me, I know that I need to wake them up a little bit because you have to speak up. You have to say something. And that's how you know you're working with a credible team. And that's how you know you're working with a good team that will say, hey, 1, 2, 3, I think we need to relook at it.
That's it. By the way, that is a really nice addition as a host. That's a nice piece of feedback. And that is good. That's a great practice to be thinking about.
So let's talk a little bit about the book that you also have in the background, The Credibility Nation. Can you tell us a little bit more about it?
So I finished in August 2020 interviewing 500 thought leaders on credibility. I was both pleasantly surprised and shocked at where the world is today. So I ended up doing a summit and creating the book. It's an international bestseller in 5 countries. So it's just Credibility Nation. And there's also a membership site. And the primary focus, I've got a visual, so I'll share that. This is now my life purpose that I didn't realize I was going to get that came out of the interviews. The visual shows a scale. It's got Dubious Nation really heavily weighted and Credibility Nation sort of lifted in the air. My mission is that we tip the scale and make more people, allow more people to be credible than dubious in the world, which is opposite of what it is today. And that the book will help understand what that means, as well as the membership community we have, Credibility Nation. It's a really fun way to learn, grow, be seen, be heard, feel safe, because you're credible and those people who are there are also acting in that way.
So I also have a follow-up question with that, because I feel like businesses or us as individuals sometimes have certain things that are negotiables and non-negotiables for us. Do you think we should be having, you know, towards credibility, do you think we should have negotiables in there, or it should be like a cut fine line if in that matter?
Ramin, I really like your questions, by the way. It means you're thinking, you're paying attention, you're right here and present right now. And I so appreciate that. That's not true with many people who do programs. In the TED Talk I did recently that will be coming out imminently. So if you take a look at the TED Talk, it's essentially, we are losing our humanity and I'm tired of sitting back and watching it. And in that talk, one of the points that I made is with credibility and the concept Credibility Nation, I needed a rival. And the rival I chose was a fictitious rival called Dubious Nation. So here's what's interesting. It's not as simple as black and white, right or wrong, heaven or hell, good or evil, right? It's I every day will do things that will allow me to step into Dubious Nation. So here's what's interesting. I either self-correct or I surround myself with accountability partners. And when they let me know that I'm doing something dubious, how I respond will let you know whether or not I actually am dubious or whether or not I'm credible. And so it's up to us. If we want to bring back humanity, if we want to be better of who we are and interacting with others, it's as simple as saying, let's together get together and talk about what is credible and what is dubious, and let's encourage credible.
So before we wrap up this interview, I loved it because you said, I welcome those advices, those feedback, but also sometimes, unfortunately, people are not coachable enough or they don't have the open mindset to be coachable. So how do we go about that to help others be coachable and build credibility and, you know, stay in their authority and their expert zone?
Ooh, so there are 10 components associated with credibility. And if you just went to mitchelllevy.com/credibility, the definition's there, or you'll see it in the book, or I've got tons of videos. The 10th component of credibility is coachability. And Ramin, I have to say that one is a non-negotiable. For those people who are not coachable, let's just be clear, you're not credible. There is no if, ands, or buts. If you think you know more about anything else from anyone else in the world, and you can't learn from anyone, you're sitting and living in Dubious Nation, and you become less and less relevant over time, because in today's world, everyone has a camera, everyone has a microphone, and there's so the plethora of information and sources are just unheard of. And so your opportunity to learn and grow should be right in front of you. You need to be coachable, because whether or not it's somebody who's a senior to you, who's done it a gazillion times, or it's somebody who's 2 years old and they just figured out how to do something quicker, easier. And you're like, you look at that and you go, wait a second, I should be doing that. I could learn from, maybe two is a little bit young, but I could learn from you.
I love it. And that reminds me of an old Albanian expression, since I'm Albanian. It says, once you think you know everything, you might as well lit your brain in fire, because that's when you become dangerous and you're not taking any more feedback or you're not doing anything. Mitchell, I love this. Where can the audience connect with you for them to definitely, you know, get the book number one, you guys, like Mitchell said, Credibility Nation. You can buy it everywhere. I'm assuming all the medias have it. Perfect. So you guys definitely go ahead and buy the book as well. But what other platforms can our audience get a hold of you?
So I would say join me at Credibility Nation. It's $10 a month. And the value is so profound. And in What you're going to see happening as we grow is I'm working with 40 to 50 village leaders in 2021 to actually build their villages and to attract the type of people who want to play together. So it's easy to find me there. You could also go to MitchellLevy360.com and book time on my calendar if this is appropriate to you. One of the things you'll see there is references back to my social.
Love it. Perfect. Thank you so much, Mitchell, for being a part of the California Business on the Rise podcast. We really appreciate your time.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me. I really enjoyed it.
And for you, my dear listeners, make sure to hit that subscribe button wherever you are getting your podcast juice from. As a matter of fact, if it is from Apple Podcasts, give us a 5-star review and a short comment. Tell us, how did you enjoy this episode, as we would love to learn from you. And until our next episode, I hope you guys have fabulous and tremendous and amazing days. This is your host, Romina. Bye for now.
It's Gustavo here. Thank you so much for listening to California Businesses on the Rise. If you're a business owner who would like to be on this program, please visit hypedigital.com/podcast-California/apply. If you got something out of this interview, would you please share this episode on social media? Just do a quick screenshot with your phone and post it on the main social media platform you use. If you know someone that would be a great guest, tag them and let them know about the show and include the hashtag California Businesses on the Rise. We are regularly putting out new episodes. To make sure you don't miss any, go ahead and subscribe. Any likes, ratings, and reviews go a long way to help promote the show and mean a lot to me and my team. Want to know more? Go to hypedigital.com/San-Francisco. Or follow me on LinkedIn. Thanks for listening. We look forward to seeing you again.